First, to hear the music, but second of all, and this is a very important reason, to dig the people. The people in jazz nightclubs are the funniest.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the House of Jazz.
Some of the jazz. That's right, you are listening to Radio Carve 98.7 FM. This is the House of Jazz with myself, Greg Petter. Kickstarting with a track taken from Swing Republic's latest album, entitled No, 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 No. And, yeah, when you listen to the lyrics, it's, well, it's quite explicit, isn't it?
Some of that jazz.
And of course, following from Steve Johnston and promoting their fundraiser on Saturday for Velindra Hospital of the 8470 Big Band, they're doing the swing night. We also sort of continue in the same sort of vibe. We're going to have some swing with Harry Connick Jr., Chaka Khan, alongside Stanley Clark, Lenny White, Chick Corea, Joe Henderson, and Freddie Hubbard. Something I never thought I'd do. I'm serious. I never thought I'd do this. I'm going to play a Boo Boo song. I am. Because, you know, we're looking at the sort of the modernish swing. So, yeah, I am going to. Never thought I'd see myself saying that. We'll also have tracks from Marcus Miller's latest album, as well as a track from Stanley Clark and George Duke. We'll also have a bit of Jeff Lorber, Amp Fiddler, and Herbie Hancock. And we'll round that up, going back to swing again, to tape 5. And a track taken from their latest album as well. So as I said, continuing with swing, and we did start the show off with the Swing Republic. Band formed, they released their first album in 2011. It's called the Electro Swing Project. Sorry, it's called the Electro Swing Republic. But it's an Electro Swing Project that mixes old jazz and a positive vibe. The members include Bear, Ebdrup, and Karina Capel. We'll be right back. And as I said, they released just a couple of new singles out, including that one. The other one's a cover of Sing It Back, you know, released by Moloko back in the 90s. So, talk about the 90s. In the 90s, you sort of had that sort of big band sound, sort of, it's always been around, but sort of brought back with some of the new artists. And one of the biggest promoters, such a talented man. I mean, he's not just big band, you know, he's got a lot of other stars as well. Does some great New Orleans music. Is Harry Connick Jr. And he must be, I don't know if he'd be gutted, because, you know, he's done extremely well for himself, but, you know, sort of the one who's reaped the benefits from that whole big band sound really is Bublé, let's be honest. But Harry Connick Jr. is a lot more than just you know, a good singer, a good performer. He's an incredible composer and a great writer and arranger. So we are going to continue with a bit of Harry Connick Jr. This is taken from his album that came out in 2011. It's called In Concert on Broadway. And this is a track entitled The Way You Look Tonight.
Thinking of you in the way you look tonight. I mean, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you in a way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart, and you laugh. Wrinkles your nose, and it touches my foolish heart. Your love will never ever change. Keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look
How y'all feeling tonight? Pretty good.
Take all of me. Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye, they left me with eyes that cried. How can I get along without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me?
Let's go, boys, let's go.
Hypnotizes me when he takes hold of me with his hot hand. Someday I know he's coming back to call me. Going to handle me and hold me so. It's gonna be like dying for a gift deep inside me. But when it calls, I have to go. Don't let him handle me. drive me mad. If I can stay here and you will keep me, you forever, and I'd be
such a beautiful voice. Great song there. Taken from the album Echoes of an Era. Released in January of 1982. Never released as a Chaka Khan studio album, as she was signed to Warner Music Group at the time. and the album was released by Elektra Records. So it was released under the band name Echoes of an Era, but what a lineup that featured. Joe Henderson on sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Chick Corea, Stanley Clark, and Lenny White. So basically again, essentially the rhythm section of Return to Forever. Throughout the album, they're playing, you know, old classics. You know, a few Duke Ellington tunes in there. And of course, that one taken from probably my favorite opera. Spent a long time studying it in my first year of uni. Taken, of course, from Porgy and Bess. And that was I Love You, Porgy. So yeah, absolutely stunning, stunning album. Do check it out. Before that, we had Michael Bublé with All of Me. Song written by Gerald Marks and Seymour Simmons. Or Seymour Simmons. And look, I'll say this about him. I mean, he's a good singer, he's a good performer, he's very entertaining, he's got a lot of charm, and he is funny, I'll give him that. He's very funny. And so I've made my peace with him, because that's what he is. I think I get annoyed because people... I think you have to sort of embrace and accept that he has brought jazz to a lot of people who probably wouldn't listen much to swing or jazz. You know, so I think that's an important fact to remain. I think I made my peace with that a bit. I think what annoyed me is everyone saying, oh, he's so great. I'm just going, yeah, well, he's nothing compared to the old greats. But, you know, it's not really fair to compare him to, you know, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, because, well, he idolizes them as well. He's not trying to imitate them. He's just singing their songs. So, yeah, but he has got some very good arrangements. So whether he does them, I don't know if he does them himself or he has someone else, but whoever does some very good arrangements. Sort of big band with a nice little punch sometimes to it. And before that, of course, Harry Connick Jr. Taken from his album, In Concert on Broadway, and The Way You Look Tonight. Great vocals as well. Right, so let's move towards... That's not really jazz fusion. Actually, before we move on, just to say, Lenny White, of course, who featured as part of Return to Forever and also on the Echoes of a New album by Chaka Khan. He's an interesting drummer because he was self-taught. And it's interesting because in this case, he showed he's got a few other versatile skills. Known very, very good drummer for fusion, funk. Known for playing especially in the pocket. But yeah, showing there, you know, some very nice swing, very nice brushwork as well. So yeah, that's all I want to say. So anyway, let's move on to Stanley Clark and George Duke. A great collaboration for a long period of time. This is track entitled Wild Dog. After this track, we're going to have two from Marcus Miller's latest album entitled Aphrodisia. But in the meantime, here's Stanley Clark and George Duke. Bit fusion, bit funk. Track entitled, as I said, Wild Dog on Radio Cardiff.
We'll be right back.
What a track! That is High Life, that's spelled H-Y-L-I-F-E, from Marcus Miller, taken from his latest album, Aphrodisia. I think came out around March, but wow, what an album. First album on Blue Note, and more importantly, the album is inspired by Marcus Miller's role as a UNESCO artist for peace. So he traveled around, of course, a lot of Africa. This track was meant to represent the role of Ghana and Fung sort of put together. Yeah, so sort of mixing Ghanaian music with funk. Absolutely wonderful album. Really is just, you know, he's such a good producer. He's produced all the tracks on it. His core band consists of saxophonist Alex Hand, trumpeter Lee Hogans, pianist Brett Williams, guitarist Adam Agati, and drummer Louis Kato. But on top of that, he's got an incredible lineup of guests. He's got Chuck D from Public Enemy, the vocalist Lila Hathaway, Robert Glasper, Etienne Schaaf on the trumpeter, and Ambrose Akin Muzri. He's also got the guitarist Keb Moe and Wawa Watson, and he's also got the bassist and producer Mosean Walker on it, the organist Corey Henry from Snarky Puppy, and cellist Ben Honk. And on this track, he had the incredibly popular Senegalese bassist and vocalist called Alun Wade. And yeah, on this track, you got a lot of Senegalese percussionists to work on backing vocals, but the lead vocals were provided by Alun Wade. And God, what a track that is. Lead single off the album, also the opening track to the album. So, you know, from then on, it's just, you know, just kept at that high, wonderful standard. And it's sort of got that really nice dance floor sort of rhythm as well, too, hasn't it? So yeah, I'm tempted to play one track per show now for the next, you know, 11 weeks. Is that good an album? But we're not going to stay as much as I'd like to with Marcus Miller's last album, Aphrodisia. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. Really do. We're going to move on to one of a keyboardist who's played a lot of the jazz, funk, fusion sort of music, but he's also produced and worked alongside Karen White. I think he played on Ain't Nobody, or produced it by Chaka Khan, and people know I'm a big Chaka Khan fan. Also worked with Karen White, worked with a lot of people, incredibly talented. The guy's name is, of course, Jeff Lorber. This is taken from his album Now Is The Time, that was released in 2010. And this is a track entitled Now Is The Time. After that, we're going to have a bit of Van Fiddler. But as I said, right now, the incredibly talented Jeff Lorber. We'll be right back.
the time I drift so myself. Negativity all around me had me thinking I could never make it. Always took it as a lesson to me, to only deny reality. Cause no one would ever wanna take a chance on me. So I fantasize, I metamorphosize.
Yes, the great Herbie Hancock there, alongside Santana. And of course, the singer from Benin, Angelique Kidjo. Taken from his wonderful album entitled Possibilities, which features an incredible amount of musicians on it. One of my favorite tracks is actually on here, featuring John Mayer. That was called Safiatu. But yeah, artists that feature on that album Possibilities include John Mayer, Christina Aguilera, Paul Simon, Annie Lennox, Sting, loads more. Damien Rice is on there as well. Yeah, loads of artists. Absolutely wonderful. Wonderful track that. Before that, we had the incredibly talented Ann Fiddler as well, whose brother used to play was part of the P-Funk group. His name's Thomas Bubbs Fiddler. Played with a lot of artists over the last two decades, including Prince, the Brand New Heavies, Ramsey Lewis, George Clinton, and the P-Funk All-Stars, the Dramatics. First album featured a mixture of 70s funk with modern production. And that came out in 1990 as Mr. Fiddler. And the track that was taken off entitled Faith was released in the UK in 2006. And then released as Play It Again in the US a year later. Really, really wonderful pianist. Yeah, as I said, love that sound as well. Just before that, we of course had Jeff Lorber with a rework of one of his tracks taken from his 1979 album entitled Water Signs. Sorry, the track was of course entitled Rain Dance Wanna Fly, and featured Irina B on vocals. Now that album was produced, the album Now's the Time, released in 2010, was produced by Bobby Colomby and Jimmy Haslip. Bobby Colomby is from the band Blood, Sweat and Tears, and Jimmy Haslip is from Yellow Jackets, and actually the horn section from Blood, Sweat and Tears features on a track entitled Sugar Free as well on the album. Right, so it's coming to the end of the show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Thank you for staying up so late as well. Got time for one more tune, and starting as you did with Swing, we're going to go back towards Electro Swing. One of the big bands of Electro Swing, of course, Tape 5. They've released a new album entitled Circus Maximus. Not listened to the whole album, but so far I'm kind of enjoying the style. With Electro Swing, though, I do find you get a lot. You have to sway through some rubbish tunes, in my opinion. There's some wonderful gems in there, but you also have to wade through a lot of rubbish music. But anyway, this album isn't amongst that list. But yeah, so I've got time for one more tune. So that's going to be from Circus Maximus. As I said, thank you for listening. This will be up on podcast as well. If you want to listen to any more jazz, you've got Reese Phillips' Saturday Breakfast Show between 8 and 10. And of course, you've got Humi Webb with the Jazz Train on Sunday. Between 10 and 11 a.m. So really, I'm just really the only late night jazz show right now. Right, so last tune for tonight, Tape 5. This is Swing Republic. To everyone, have a great evening. And I will see you. I will myself be back on Drive Time on Friday, doing, you know, the usual mixture, house, R&B, all that sort of stuff. But if you want to listen to more jazz, I'll be back next Wednesday at 11 p.m. To everyone, have a good night. Here's Tape 5 and a track entitled Swing Punk.
Your shoe, I don't need your shine, I don't need a brand new mobile. I don't need more gigabyte. I'm diving high, I'm flying low. I don't need to justify, this is my show. I can't stand what you're saying, I can't stand what you're playing, I can't stand what you're doing. I'm a swing punk. Can't stand what you're saying, I can't stand what you're playing, I can't stand what you're singing, I'm a swing punk. Your wine, I don't want your time. The word is mine, 'cause I'm a swing punk. Don't need a registration, need no certificate. My only password is L-O-V-E. I can't stand what you're saying, I can't stand what you're playing, I can't stand what you're doing. I'm a swing punk. Saying, I can't stand what you're playing, I can't stand what you're singing, I'm a swing punk. Take me to the bridge.
Come on everybody, this is a new style, this is a fresh style. Swing punk. A wibbity bobbity bibbity bobbity swing punk. A wibbity bobbity bibbity bobbity swing punk.
I can't stand what you're saying, I can't stand what you're playing, I can't stand what you're doing. I'm a swing punk.
I can't stand what you're saying, I can't stand what you're playing, I can't stand what you're singing. I'm a swing punk.